Hello and welcome to 101.9 CITR. This is Jasper on the Rib. I've been away for like a month on a road trip, and I don't know who's been filling in, but thank you. And this will actually be my last show because the true heir to the throne here is Robin Jacob, and she is back today. I have no idea when, but she will be back, and I guarantee she'll be on the Rib next week. So this is my hello and goodbye. What you just heard was The Residents, Bach is Dead, from their album Duckstab. I'm not going to go for the whole theme thing this week at all, but I was kind of thinking about music reinventing itself and kind of alluding to itself, and I mean, this is the whole, postmodern paradigm of art today, is that you're constantly alluding to each other's works, and you have to know this whole history in order to understand the full depth and layers and allegory in every single piece of music that's written today. So Bach is Dead is pretty interesting. And today, for our feature, we have this really cool band. And, you know, I love finding music, but I like it even more when music finds me. And this band emailed itself to me, so I was pretty excited about that. They're from the label Bang on a Can, which is a New York contemporary music label. And it's a band called Asphalt Orchestra. And they're pretty much exactly that. They're like a marching band that goes around the streets of New York playing contemporary music. So it's definitely got the marching band vibe, same instruments, lots of brass, some drums, but mixed in with some like jazz and some really cool experimental tunes and lots of influences from Zappa to like Stravinsky. And yeah, and then we'll move on to a lot of other fun music because it's my last show. So yeah, this is Asphalt Orchestra with their song Zombie Woof.
Thank you.
for a song about vegetables.
Song about vegetables, they keep you regular, they're real good for you. Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Cool. So what you just heard was More Asphalt Orchestra with a song called Champagne. And before that was Frank Zappa with Colony Vegetable. And right now, it's a very magical time of the day, and I've been asked to break it down.
Thank you. CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day. Same every day. Same.
Hello again. So that was More Asphalt Orchestra with a song called Electric Red, and I have a little blurb about them. Quote, an iconoclastic 12-piece marching band, part parade spectacle, part halftime show, and part cutting-edge contemporary music concert. The playing was coolly brilliant and infectious, and what a scene! End quote. Cool. So yeah, I would love to see them march around and play this music because it's definitely some of the coolest marching band music I've ever heard. And moving on. I wanted to explain the breakdown earlier. There is a story behind that. My housemate Bree came up and gave me these three amazing records made and created by DJs for DJs to scratch on, and they're all like, you know, 93, 92. So they got some excellent beats, excellent drum machines. And I thought, since I used to be so hardcore about scratching, that I would throw down some beats and scratch for y'all. So anyways, moving on. This is Mr. Bungle, a favorite of mine, with Goodbye Sober Day from their album California, featuring some excellent vocal gamelan towards the middle of it. And then we're going to move back into some Asphalt Orchestra. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Rib on 101.9 CITR, and I'm going to give you an update on all the cool shows that are coming up. We've got News 101 with Andrew and Brad at 5, Career Fast Track with Felipe at 6, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at 6:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary at 7:30, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9 o'clock. Cool, so I just realized that pretty much everything I've played has been alluding to things like Frank Zappa was alluding to in that Vegetable song, the Holst song, Jupiter, from his series of planets. The Battle Breaks DJ set was pretty much, you know, alluding to everything. Mr. Bungle was alluding to Balinese Orchestra. And this next track is a Turkish interpretation of Brahms. So awesome.
party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey again. So, you know how before that music started playing, I was all talking about how that was an allusion to Brahms? Definitely not Brahms, and that really shows my classical knowledge. It was Richard Strauss who did the iconic Space Odyssey theme. And then that was followed up by the last track on the Asphalt Orchestra self-titled CD. It came out like a week ago, and it was called Pulse Merch. So I've got a few minutes to kill before I put on my last track, and it's probably the last time I'm going to be on the radio for, I don't even know, indefinite. But thanks for listening, and I really just want to say that I think everyone should know that they have the power to change their reality, manifest their destiny however they wish to do it. People, I think, don't give themselves enough credit on how much they do affect the reality around them. And without even getting into the quantum physics of perception altering the physical makeup of matter, I mean, just on the idea that everything comes in through your brain and your psychology, your perception really is the only tangible way of understanding the universe. So therefore, by changing your perception, you are effectively changing the universe, or at least how you perceive it. So life is crazy. It's up and down, very wavy. And I think people sometimes feel like they get stuck and they can't change their surroundings, change what's happening to them. But they definitely can at all points, because all of existence is in the moment right now. Like, future and past are just these concepts in our brain. So if you want things to change, make the change now. Act. Make it happen. Everyone can do it. Everyone can manifest the most beautiful realities, anything they want. And as you start doing that, you realize how connected you are with the rest of the universe and nature and humanity. And you start seeing that these acts of selflessness are incredibly profound, because you're not only helping someone else out, but you're helping yourself out in your connection with those people. And it's in the connections between people, I think, we make the most difference. I think it's like in our ability to affect people on such intense level, like physically, mentally, spiritually, it's amazing. You always remember those who affect you, not those who win those crazy prestigious awards, but those who were in your life talking to you and affecting how you live your life. And right now, like, I'm just a voice on the radio, and I could be affecting you very little, I could be affecting you very much. That's really up to you. But no matter what, your actions are like stones cast in the pond, and there's ripples going out in all directions. And once you make that act, those ripples keep going. Like, you have to deal with your actions as you do them. So, you know, think about what you're doing and make sure that you are aware of your surroundings, you are aware of the actions you're making, and you are creating the universe that you want to create. Yeah, I could go on for a while, but I'm not going to, because I think I can play my last song. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This is Jasper on the Rib on 101.9. Saying peace, have a wonderful, wonderful day, lifetime, and hopefully I will cross paths with many of you again.